You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, no.
It may be kind of gray and cloudy outside, but hey, my E-Trade app didn't bleed on me when I opened it today. That's unusual for a Monday. We'll talk markets coming up. But we've also got a good friend to congratulate on a new post, and I want you to check it out. Larry O'Connor starts with us coming up right now.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, I am so excited to have my next guest back with us because I don't think he's been here since he wrote a book or something 100 years ago. I think that was the last time, literally, Larry O'Connor was on Kevin McCullough Radio. But if you're in the world of talk radio, it's a very small family. And we usually get together at the Talkers Convention, and everybody in the room knows everybody else. And I've known of Larry's great work. Weren't you at Breitbart before you?
Yeah.
So you've led a very distinguished life in conservative media. And Larry O'Connor, who is the morning host, O'Connor and Company at WMAL in Washington, D.C., which is a legendary news talker in the country, joins us here on Kevin McCullough. Larry, congratulations on all of the good things that have been happening for you. But most importantly, this week you launch a brand new work called O'Connor Tonight. Tell my people all about it.
Yeah, 9 p.m. prime time on Salem News Channel. It's thrilling. Everything's been happening so fast when we put this thing together, and we're starting a brand new prime time news analysis show from scratch. And we're based here in Washington, D.C. As you mentioned, I'm on WMAL here in D.C. So I've been doing radio here for 10 years now, mostly for morning drive, but I did afternoon drive for about 4 years as well. So as you can imagine, you know, it's just the nature of the beast, Kevin. You know, you're plugged into everything that's going on here in town. And it just seemed like a natural as they were assembling the primetime lineup for Salem News Channel. Once the daytime national syndicated shows, you know, Gallagher and Gorka and Prager and Hewitt are done. They approached me because I've been working with Town Hall and before Town Hall Hot Air, both properties of Town Hall Media, which is part of the Salem family.
Yep.
And they asked me to assemble a show that would focus on what's going on in D.C. and also utilize a lot of the Town Hall talent working right here in our offices. So we're really excited.
This has really become a very crowded space very quickly in terms of the expansion of news and information that is really designed to give people what they are, you know, expressly looking for. And Phil Boyce has very smartly dubbed our network the antidote to the mainstream media.
Yeah, and I think that consumers are hungry for this right now, Kevin. I think that they can't get enough content and information, and these are harrowing times. Let's face it. They're interested in how we can get out of the mess that we're in right now, and they rightly don't trust what they're seeing from some of the major corporations who are delivering news and information on cable stations and broadcast stations. You mentioned Breitbart, to be specific, if it matters to anyone, I was actually working with Mr. Breitbart himself, with Andrew. Most important day of my life, I went to him and I said, Andrew, he goes, what are you writing today? I said, Andrew, I can't find a good media story. And he pulled me into his office and he sat me down and he said, I'm going to tell you this once. Every story is a media story.
Yeah.
You just need to look at every story and recognize every story is a media story. And as soon as you get it, you'll get it. And of course, this is the man who worked with Matt Drudge as his editor back in the Drudge Report days when it was, you know, incredibly effective and important. And something clicked. And it's like, oh, my God, that's right. Every single story is a media story. And people don't trust the media anymore, obviously. And so that's left a lane open for opportunities like this. And we are going to seize on that opportunity.
If you're just joining us, friends, Larry O'Connor Morning Man at WMAL in Washington, D.C., and the creative director for townhall.com, place that publishes me, in full disclosure. He will be hosting O'Connor tonight every weeknight, Monday through Friday, and then at 9 p.m. And then at 9 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, you get Radio Night Live with KMC. So we're the 9 p.m. bros, man. You
That's
got us
right.
All
we're the 9 o'clock guys. And we should have our own locals page now.
That's
maybe
right.
Maybe an OnlyFans fan. I don't know.
let's ease up on that a bit. Hey,
give the people what they want, Kevin.
Yeah, well, that ain't for that for me. So let me ask you, speaking of what we want, do we want a president who's calling dead people to the stage in the middle of their junket on nutrition, health and hunger?
It's a little disturbing, but my mind is rested at ease now because Karine Jean-Pierre assures me it was just because she was top of mind, Kevin.
Yeah.
She was top of mind.
He thinks about her all the time. Yeah, she's still
Jackie
there.
Jackie Walorski, she died 2 months ago, and I'm sorry. I mean, I recognize that you can, you know, oh, geez, we're doing this in dedication of her. This was a anti-hunger bill or a policy that they're trying to push forth. And she really was one of the good ones, Walorski. She was a great congresswoman. She did a ton for hunger. She did a ton for veterans on the Veterans Services Committee. And here Biden was literally saying, is Jackie here? Where's Jackie? Where's Jackie? And I wrote about this last week at Town Hall. Something miraculous happened in that press briefing. It's the first time it's happened in the Biden administration, where not only was there a question asked about this by somebody other than Peter Ducey, but there was a follow-up. And then it was one of those, you know, the tag teams that we saw literally every day during the Trump administration. But every reporter said, no, we're not buying it. There's something seriously wrong here.
Right.
And we need to see more of that. Now, there's a whole lot of other stories they could be, you know, getting exercised about that go beyond just Joe Biden thinking that he sees a dead woman in the audience. We can start with the Hunter Biden laptop. We can start with the Afghanistan pullout. We can go to how about the origins of COVID and how Fauci screwed up the response under Biden. We can go on and on, but it's good to see a little bit from the media, I guess, just
well,
a little.
I think that this is a real sign that the left wants someone else to be the nominee in 24 because you are starting. I mean, the New York Times has written fairly critical editorials of recent, and you're starting to see some of this pushback in ways you haven't before. And there ain't anybody on planet Earth that thinks his number two is suitable to replace him. So they're going to be looking for a whole new band to play with, so to speak, when that goes around. At least that's what I think. But I don't know if you can tell Joe Biden that he can't run. Like, I honestly don't know what you can tell him at this point. Larry O'Connor.
Well, I mean, you can tell him what the flavor of pudding is this afternoon. I think that might stick.
Pistachio and rum raisin, dude. Don't you know? Nice. That's what's there.
I didn't get the briefing.
O'Connor tonight, 9 p.m., Salem News Channel. If you don't have it, get the app on your Apple, your Roku, your Android, your Apple device, and then check it out tonight. Who do you have on the big show, on the big first show?
It is. It's the premiere, and we put a lot of thought into it. Obviously, we're a news program. Like you said, Kevin, you got to follow the breaking news. You got to go where the stories are, and the story is still in Florida. So we have Representative Michael Waltz, congressman from Florida, who is going to give us some analysis on what's happening there. And also, he understands Florida politics, so he can tell us exactly how the state government is structured and who's responsible for evacuations, which appears to be something that the media is focusing on. So we'll hear from Congressman Waltz about that, and also about he's a veteran of the Afghan war. We want to get his take on what he wants to do in the House if they should get elected the majority there. So I'll ask him about that. We're going to have Hugh Hewitt, who's sort of the godfather of Salem media.
Yeah, couldn't really find one of the superstars, so you just went with the old guy with the white hair that still wears his headphones when he's on TV. You tell him I said that. You tell him I said that.
I will. I feel like I need to get the imprimatur from the Cardinal. You know, before we move forward.
Please don't do that. You will never live it down.
Cardinal Hewitt.
If you go into kissing up on your first show to Hugh, he will always demand it from here on out.
I will do my. I'll do something. All right. You know what? I'll compare him to Pee Wee Herman or something.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Does that make you better?
that might work. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So.
And we have a great panel. Sorry, we're focusing on some of the young conservatives in D.C. There's a great band of jolly warriors, including Amber Athey, a really vital voice who used to be on my radio show, who got fired for that tweet about Kamala Harris in a UPS uniform.
She's done my radio show as well. She's a real hidden gem. A lot of people don't know about her. Yeah.
He's great.
All right.
That's what we're looking at tonight.
Larry, we'll be watching, and we'll have you back here soon as well. Thanks for being
here. Hope so, and we'll have you likewise. Thanks,
Kevin.
Kevin
McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Viewers are raving about Uncle Tom, too.
This story hasn't been and won't be taught in schools. And that's why it's important for everyone to see this movie and learn what'll happen if America continues to head in the wrong direction.
This is hands down the most impactful documentary I've ever seen. Uncle Tom was terrific. Uncle Tom 2 was nothing short of amazing.
Uncle Tom 2 by executive producer Larry Elder and filmmaker Justin Malone, featuring Brandon Tatum, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, and Dr. Ben Carson. Now available by stream or DVD at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com.
Those brainwashed Americans who think they believe in socialism will regret it when communism takes away all their freedoms. They must watch this movie. Americans have been lied to.
Watch Uncle Tom 2 today at salemnow.com. Available by stream or DVD. Uncle Tom 2 at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes now on sale. For example, the queen size regular, only $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code WMCA. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square and use promo code WMCA to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. That's 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, and promo code WMCA.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com, tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. And it's, you know, interesting times we live in, because as my next guest wrote about in The Hill recently, you would think that with, you know, a major hurricane and major trouble on so many different fronts in the country, that people would be in a spirit to kind of pull together. You'd think that there'd be some sort of benefit to saying, we're Americans, let's try to help each other out. No, that's not what the left wants to do at all. Joe Concha is the author of the brand new book, Come On, Man, The Truth About Joe Biden's Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Presidency. And I think he's being kind. Joe, good to have you back at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hey, Kevin. I guess I wasn't very subtle with that title.
Well, I just think you were trying to soft pedal it is all. Let's talk about for a second the issue that I just brought up, and that is this tone that is more tribalized and really more dangerous to the overall welfare for Americans in general than we've seen any in the modern era.
You mean comparing 74 million voters to semi-fascists, which I didn't know there was a Diet Coke of fascism. Like, I'm not going to go all out and call you a fascist, but you're kind of like a semi-fascist. It's like kind of getting a girl pregnant. Like, dude, just go all the way with it, or don't say it at all. So, yeah, we were promised that the current president, when he was coming in, he was going to be two things. He was going to be a moderate, and he was going to unify the country.
Right.
Well, we see what moderate looks like, right? Like, hey, how do we lower inflation? Let's spend trillions more and call it the Inflation Reduction Act, and which no kid with as everyone a lemonade stand will tell you that if you spend more money, that will lower inflation. But that's what this president has done. That's what this Democratic Party has done in controlling the Congress and Senate. And you see what happens also with crime, right? I don't hear Joe Biden once, Kevin, ever talk about cashless bail laws and how they're a horrible idea. I live in New York. Trust me, things aren't going well here right now when the same criminals are committing crimes over and over again. And then the border, which I know you talk about a lot, where you have 4 million people coming into this country in this president's first 2 years alone, and all the fentanyl that's coming along with it, that's killing 300 Americans per day on average in overdoses. I try to look for something that this president has done well, and I look at it objectively. I voted for Bill Clinton, but when he ran in 96, that was the first time I could vote. So it's not like I'm some sort of like complete ideologue that's going to go after Biden no matter what. I don't see one thing that's been successful so far about this presidency.
Yeah. Well, you write that way in The Hill. You're very fair in your comparisons. And you recently wrote about the effect of the hurricane and what people would like to do to Ron DeSantis because of all of it. And I don't know if Trump's going to run or not run. I know that we would be well served by someone who championed Trump's policies and did a very effective job of governing. And from what I've been able to observe, it seems that Ron DeSantis kind of gets that and does that. But it's certainly up to the former president if he wants to run again in 2024. But nonetheless, the left's certainly scared of him.
Absolutely. And I even think if DeSantis were to run and Trump were to run, based on my own little internal polling, and I do this just in social situations with people that I know are strong supporters of Trump, and I say, but if you're given the opportunity, who do you take, DeSantis or Trump? And I'd say about, I don't have this written down, but 8 out of 10 will kind of, well, I'll say this, 5 out of 10 will look over their shoulders as if they're saying something that is complete sacrilege. And they'll whisper it almost like, I love Trump, but I think I want DeSantis. And it just seems like more and more people are making that pivot, not because they don't like Trump, but they just see all of the baggage that comes along with them. If you want an issues-based election, I would love to see DeSantis versus Newsom.
Yep.
And if you want to compare California to Florida and who's running which state better, let's have that argument without going into personalities and tweets and so on, because I have a feeling many people would rather live in Florida right now with no income tax rate as opposed to California, which has the highest at 13.3%, just as an example.
I don't know that anybody's going to talk Joe Biden out of not running. So it's you might have to postpone that matchup, but you're about the sixth person that has said, I want popcorn in a front row seat for that one. You can't blame them. The management styles are completely opposite, and it's a referendum on exactly what America wants to be. The sad part is nothing about what California aims to be anymore is what America has ever wanted to be. So I don't even know why he thinks he's got a shot at even convincing people in places like New York and New Jersey. So, I mean, there's at least a thread sometimes of common sense in places outside of California. In California, they've gone all in, and it would be a referendum on the most progressive Marxist ideology versus the most true American ideology that you could find. It would be an interesting race for sure. Let me ask you about
the
book.
Imagine, Kevin, if I could just add real quick.
Go ahead.
Where is the biggest exodus happening from right now in terms of states? It's New York and California.
Yep.
And there are reasons for that. And crime is the primary driver. And the fact that taxes. So now, basically, in New York's case, for example, it's a much more expensive city to live in, and always was expensive. And it's a far less safe city to live in. And then you could say that about California in terms of San Francisco, where they just recalled the DA, you know, in the most blue of blue cities. Even they've had enough of that. And then even in my home state of New Jersey, I mean, Jack Cittarelli came within a whisper of beating our current horrible governor and Phil Murphy. Yeah. And that was with no national backing. Like, no yep. People ignored that race completely. So I think people are getting it, even in the blue states, that particularly with crime, this is not acceptable. And now they're leaving in record numbers for places like Texas and Florida.
Yeah.
Figure.
I was working that election night and was at the Cittarelli headquarters late into the evening. And, you know, there's still some goofy stuff that happened in Bergen County that closely mirrored some of the goofy stuff that happened. I know, we're neighbors. But some of that stuff looked awful lot like what happened in 2020. I'm just saying, stop counting in the middle of the night and found new boxes of ballots coming in some places anyway. Hey, real quickly, come on, man. Why should people get a book that obviously, by according to the cover, describes perfectly what they're living through right now?
But for the connection that maybe the title doesn't give, Kevin, so a lot of the chapters, particularly as you go later into the book, really lay out how the media, and you know that's primarily my sweet spot,
yep,
got this man elected by hook or by crook. In other words, we used to see bias, and we'd know it was there, but it wasn't so overt. But now we had a media, traditional media, with these town halls they had for Biden before the election, for example, where they say, hey, it's independent voters that just want to ask the hard questions of Joe Biden. And then you learn on one ABC town hall that one question that was asked, that wasn't even softball, it was T-ball, was asked by a former speechwriter for the Obama-Biden administration. Oh, yeah, I'm sure that wasn't vetted or anything like that. And then CNN one time had independent voters only asking Biden questions. And then you learn afterwards that 7 were Democrats, 2 were Republicans, and 1 Republican of those 2 hated Trump. So it's like a total fixed fight on the media side. And then social media as well, right? Particularly with Hunter Biden and
Absolutely.
That laptop, the contents of it, right? It not just bias of omission or dismissing the story, like outright censoring accounts, locking people out of their accounts just for sharing the story. This is Pyongyang kind of stuff. And then obviously the swamp and the 50 intelligence officers, former intelligence officers like John Brennan, who's on MSNBC, and you can't tell the difference between him and Keith Olbermann at this point. And he's saying, this is absolutely Russian disinformation. Oh, did you analyze the laptop, sir? Did you even look at the evidence? No, it's just, you know, hairs in the back of my neck telling me this is probably Russian disinformation.
Yeah.
And everybody believed it. So that collusion, that true collusion, is what put Joe Biden in the White House, and he wouldn't have been able to get there without the media, all forms of it, traditional, social, and otherwise. He never would have snipped the Oval Office without that help from the ultimate super PAC.
It'll be interesting to see how they try to make the case when his side doesn't do as well in 2022. To kind of mirror the supposed groundswell that brought him to power. It'll be very interesting. Hey, Joe, congrats on the book. Come on, man. The Truth About Joe Biden's Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Presidency by Joe Concha. You see him on Fox News. He does a great job. Also in The Hill, writing about media and the ne'er-do-wells. You got to come back sometime, Joe, because I want to just sit and hash out just how bad and how inexperienced this current White House press corps is with you. Since we both are a fan of good reporting, we don't seem to get any of it out of the West Wing these days. Anyway, all right, Jersey neighbor, thanks for being with us, and best wishes. We'll talk to you again soon.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, okay. 2-1, going on to 3-1. Look out, Philly. We got you in our sights. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans.
God has a plan for your life, and it's big.
Romans 8:37 says, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
God's love revealed in Jesus Christ is so powerful and so constant in the life of every child of God that it gives us grace to overcome life's greatest challenges.
Fellowship Home Loans is proud to partner with Pastor Steve Malazzo from Bethlehem Assembly of God to bring you Overcomers, Sundays at 4 p.m. on WMCA.
Open the Bible with Colin Smith.
Once every year on the Day of Atonement, the high priest confessed the sins of God's people with his hands laid on the head of a live goat. A transfer took place in which God moved the guilt of these sins onto the goat. Aaron shall lay both hands on the head of the live goat and confess over it all the sins of the people of Israel. He shall put them on the head of the goat. That's a wonderful picture of what God does for all who have faith in Jesus. Our sins were put on Jesus. The Lord laid on him the iniquities of us all. And when your sins have been laid on Jesus, God promises that he will take them as far from you as the east is from the west.
Is there someone in your life who needs to know the God of the Bible and might be open to take a journey through the Bible with you? Invite them to openthebible.org.
From Kingstone Studios, No Vacancy, an incredible true story comes to Salem now.
Now they want to purchase a motel and turn it into a shelter for homeless families.
A demoted journalist, a recovering addict, and a pastor fighting for the homeless find themselves at the end of hope.
I got 45 signatures right here, Mayor, against this proposal from my neighborhood. Let's stop this!
It's like the grapes of wrath.
Starring T.C. Stallings, Sean Young, and Dean Cain.
Feed the hungry and house the homeless. That's what we're supposed to do.
It means you have tenants.
You're going to have them leave today, or I'm going to terminate your lease.
You didn't want to do this piece.
Things change. You have to run it tomorrow.
No, not a chance.
The nicest thing anybody ever done to me.
Streaming now. Find it at salemnow.com.
Welcome to Hope.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then WMCA's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Timothy Christian School, Bergen County Christian Academy, Upper Room Christian School, Martin Luther Middle and High School. You can see the full list of participating schools at WMCA.com. WMCA is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to WMCA.com or call Rachel at 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
WMCA wants to wish Loving Grace Ministries and Pastor Wayne Momblow a happy anniversary with 45 years in ministry. They're the WMCA October Ministry of the Month. Let's Talk About Jesus can be heard Monday through Friday morning at 11. Happy anniversary, Loving Grace, and thank you for partnering with WMCA in ministry. Let us know how the Lord has used Let's Talk About Jesus to bless your life and win a gift basket. Details at WMCA.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
One of the things you know about me is that for the longest time, I have been purposefully intentional in including more female voices in talk radio than any other host that's out there in America. Just a total. And I've always explained it like this. Talk radio is an industry that is programmed, hosted by, advertised to, targeted by. It's all about men all the time. And I thought, you know what? By not having the female perspective join us on a regular basis, you're missing half the conversation. I've always felt that way. And so long before there was any Me Too or anything else related to the modern women's issues of the day, I was already out there championing this. That's why I started a thing called the Ladies Lounge, where I was like, okay, we're just going to hear from women in this hour each week. And my next guest has been on in several different capacities, but I'm glad to have her back. But Lisa DePasquale, a successful author and contributor and founder of The Bright Email, but now the sole publisher, writer, producer of that project as well, rejoins us. And if you want to get the Bright email, you know I've been a fan for a long time. Getbright.substack.com. Lisa, it's so good to see you again. Thanks for being back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Last time I saw you, I guess, was in studio in New York.
Probably so. I think that was around the time that your book was out, and we had a chance to converse over that. Well, in today's issue of Bright, you take a little fun at the VP's expense, which, you know, she just keeps serving it up on a platter, so we may as well enjoy as much of it as we can. I'm going to get to what she said about the relief efforts for Hurricane Ian in the next segment, but go ahead and give me a quick reaction to your thoughts on that.
Well, I'm actually originally from Florida, so that, you know, anything that relief would be based on anything other than need is pretty ridiculous, because there's just so many other factors. Like, if a tornado went through a 100% white neighborhood, that you would still rebuild the houses in a different neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just very similar to other things that Kamala says. It's just very distracting from the real issues, and also shows, I mean, it's weird to say that Kamala is a book learner, but I mean, that she's kind of used to only dealing with these issues.
In theory. Yeah, no, you're exactly
internet,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Not in reality.
The thing is, they all think it's a game. They all think they're mm-hmm. cute by, you know, just an inch and a half further than they are. And they all think that this is just some sort of fun little crazy little game that they're taking us all on. And it's not. This is mm-hmm. actual life and death. This is the actual government of our United States. They're actually running our national security. There are actual ramifications for their economic decisions. Like, it matters. And to have mm-hmm. these, like, I don't know, Tweedledee and Dumb there in the number one and two seats, it's really infuriating. Moving on, let me get to another story that you covered today, the Supreme Court to hear important voting cases. What is going on? I mean, we're not in a Supreme Court session formally yet, but we're getting a preview of what's coming up.
They'll be starting to hear arguments, so we're not going to hear the outcome, you know, I guess, unless it's leaked, right, for, you know, the next few months. So certainly nothing will be decided by November elections. But there's a case out of North Carolina that is basically going to the heart of a lot of the problems that we saw with 2020 and judges making pronouncements, aside from the state legislature, about early voting, voting in person, all of those types of things. So at the very least, it could be settled by 2024, and is basically deciding or reaffirming whether or not state legislatures, you know, have this independent state legislature theory where they can, you know, make the laws for that state. And then in Alabama, there's redistricting or gerrymandering case, basically saying that in this case, the way that it was redrawn disenfranchises Black voters. That one I haven't really read that much about, but, you know, like I mentioned to you before, it seems like there's always some kind of gerrymandering case, because both sides do it, you know.
Yeah.
It's been done on both sides, to the detriment and the favor of both sides.
Well, and it's another rationale for why elections matter. Mm-hmm. This is one more reason why what you do in November of this year and in a couple of years does actually matter. Every time there's a census taken, there's a revisiting of where these district lines should be drawn. And a lot of times it comes down to which party has control of the committee that looks at it. Anyway, mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting, because I also think, you know, after the next census, I mean, you're going to see some of these blue states losing, you know, in Florida and Texas and
New York,
you know, other southern states gaining.
Yep. No, New York's going to be down several seats in the next cycle. Lisa DePasquale, if people want to get Bright email, you guys have changed it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. There's also kind of like a corollary blog, I guess, that goes with it now, but it's just getbright.substack.com. That's where they go.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. And you don't have to, you could just sign up via email. You don't have to be a member of Substack, or, you know, it's not a paid subscription
right,
or anything like that.
Well, I've been a subscriber, a happy subscriber, for years, and I think you guys do a great job, and I want people to know about it. Getbright.substack.com. Lisa, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt for Salem Media. This fall's election are going to be fought on six very big issues. The three A's and the three E's. Affordability, and you know that means inflation, the cost of groceries and gas. Anxiety, Are you worried about crime in your neighborhood? Are you worried about the border? Anger over the indifference of elites, especially elite media, legacy media, ignoring those ordinary Americans who have made these campaign issues central, but which are not covered in the legacy media. The three E's are, of course, energy, that gas price, ESG. The left is trying to take over corporate America and make them do an activist agenda at the expense of your retirement portfolios. And then finally, and most importantly of all, education. The out-of-control education establishment, teachers' unions and school administrators and superintendents who mask kids and close schools and have cost them an entire year. The three A's and the three E's are going to define this year's election, and I encourage you, keep them in mind as you make your choices. Salem Media certainly hopes you will.
Hello, this is Alistair Begg, inviting you to join me on a Mediterranean cruise in late summer of 2023. The trip is hosted by my friends at Salem Media Group. We're going to be leaving from Rome and calling at ports that include Naples and Malta, Croatia, Greece, and eventually into Venice. Together, we'll have the opportunity to visit ancient churches, museums, fortresses, and stroll some of the most beautiful avenues in the world. The voyage will span 9 days, including 10 stops, and take us to several locations where the Apostle Paul visited on his missionary journeys. Throughout the trip, we'll be opening God's Word together, sharing an unforgettable time of Christian fellowship, and so I hope you'll join me, Alistair Begg, with the Salem Media Group, August 26th through September 4th, 2023, on the beautiful Mediterranean Sea.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com. Kevin Cottrell talking with Dan Buttafuoco of Buttafuoco & Associates. And over the many years that your practice has been around, you've been responsible for changing several laws.
Well, we single-handedly got the law changed on transplanted kidneys since we had a very famous case in which they put a woman's kidney into a man and he died of ovarian cancer. And so now basically every organ has to be screened for metastatic cancer. That was something that we succeeded in doing. And more recently, we just had the law changed. Courtney Anderson case is now being cited everywhere, which you no longer have to prove a reckless standard when suing an ambulance or any emergency vehicle. We got the standard reduced to negligence, which is much fairer for the client who's injured.
Call Buttafuoco & Associates and have them evaluate your case for the best possible results and the maximum benefit. Call 800-NOW-HURT, 800-669-4878, Buttafuoco & Associates, 800-669-4878, that's 800-NOW-HURT.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes now on sale. For example, the queen size regular, only $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code WMCA. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square and use promo code WMCA to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. That's 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, and promo code WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us, and thank you for every single day being committed to thinking more clearly, trying to do what you can to process with logic and with truth the aspects of life. And if we can be an encouragement along that journey, that's the mission of what we do at the Kevin McCullough microphone every single day. So thankful to have you along. It is Monday. We like to check the markets on Mondays. We used to, at least. I don't know, about 4 or 5 Mondays ago, I just got tired of every time I'd open my investor app on a Monday, it would just squirt blood at me. But it didn't today. And so I thought, well, why not get my good friend Scott Martin on to talk about this phenomenon of this Monday not being a Monday, Bloody Monday, as so many have been in recent weeks. Scott, welcome back. Always good to have you. Of course, Scott, the leading researcher for Hillary Kramer and her team. Scott, talk to me about the market today and what you think is going on.
Sure thing, Kevin. Well, as always, thanks for having me here, and thanks for listening, everyone back there. But I think what's going on right now is just what you said. People got tired of opening up the brokerage apps. They gave up. They decided, I'm going to look at this in 2 or 3 weeks, wake me up when the market is better. And that's what we actually wanted to see. We wanted to see people check out of their greedy mode, you know, check out of the instant gratification, start thinking like investors again, because right. We're not really seeing the market really taken up again. Could be Thanksgiving, could be early next year. We're going to be range bound for a while, but that's an opportunity because it means you get these, you get the dips, but you also get the little rallies, you know, buy low, sell high.
Well, and Hillary forwarded me a piece, and I forget what publication it was from this morning, but it was looking at the S&P, and there was actually more good news there on the year than I think anybody had realized. And she was wanting, you know, us to see that this window is an opportunity of sorts. What was she seeing there?
Oh, she is sure seeing opportunities. She's always looking for opportunities, to be honest. But what she's seeing right now is that the fear, the disappointment, the frustration got out of hand. I mean, you look outside the world today, it's a little bit bad. The Fed keeps pushing things down, but it's not the end of the world, and that's where stocks are priced for right now. They're priced for a 2008 level crash that we don't really see the Fed giving us.
Which means that now could be a good time to pick up investments. But what are the top two or three things that people are hearing this are saying, well, how do I know that it is the right time? And how do I know I'm not going to get taken at this time?
Well, that's the thing about psychology. If you look for instant gratification, it's tricky because we're not guaranteeing that any stocks will make a whole lot of money in the next couple of months. That Fed has seen to that. But if you're thinking like an investor, it's always a pretty good day to buy in if you have free cash, because the future so far has always looked better than the past.
Yeah. Well, and Hillary describes it as collecting stocks. She is particular about what she collects. And there's always reasons for it. And, you know, those ones that pay the 4% and 5% dividend yields, those are good ones to take a look at going into November, because, you know, you're going to have the opportunity to pick up about a fourth of that when you flip the year.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And the collection is great because that means if you find something you fall in love with, never let it go, especially if it pays you those dividends, because then you're locking in income quarter after quarter, year after year. And a great company like Ford, for example, will actually raise the dividend from year to year, so you stay ahead of inflation and you still keep cashing those checks. It's yeah. Not going away. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about something you sent me this morning, which was energy. We all know that energy, or the lack of access to energy, has been the downfall of America. What does that mean to an investor right now going into this election cycle and year end?
Right now, if you're an investor, energy is the only reason to keep opening those brokerage statements, because it's the only thing that is really working right now. The stocks have been a real lifesaver. The problem with the market, though, is energy is so, it's such a small piece of the American economy today,
right,
that it's been hard to buy those stocks. Even Exxon, you know, when Tesla is a bigger company than Exxon, the world has changed. But you can still reach them. If, you know, don't buy the index funds, buy the energy stocks.
And why do you say that? Because the funds... Because the funds are showing some pretty good returns, and one of them much better than the other. But why do you say not the index funds?
Because the index funds, the big index, like the S&P 500, is going to be mostly Tesla, mostly Apple, mostly Microsoft.
Oh, gotcha. But what about energy funds specifically?
Yeah. We like XLE, which buys the entire energy sector. We like IEO, But any brokerage will just give you, you know, here's an energy sector fund. Buy it. You buy all the stocks together.
Yeah. I was noticing that Fidelity and Vanguard were comparable a few weeks ago. And Vanguard has gone woke and tried to avoid controversy. And Fidelity has just bought good old energy stocks. And Fidelity's pounding Vanguard's performance. They're both up. But it's a difference in like 18% for Vanguard versus 40-something percent for Fidelity. So it's really, really rather remarkable. All right, Scott, you always like to have a stock recommendation or two in your back pocket. What are you looking at this Monday?
I'm looking at the smaller companies. So not Exxon, but they're not Tesla either. It's been a pretty good year for a little company called MUSA, M-U-S-A. That's Murphy. And they run gas stations near Walmarts all over the country. Pretty big company, but not a big stock.
That's M-U-S-A is
M-U-S-A,
the symbol?
M-U-S-A, Murphy, USA.
Okay.
And we like them largely because owning a gas station network is a license to print money, and we've all felt that pain at the pump. These are the people that turn it into profit.
Yeah.
So we like them. Along with that, Texas Roadhouse, TXRH. Now, this is one of the stocks Hillary collects. She's loved this company forever. First time I saw her buy it, it was like $17. Here it's yeah. 86. But, it got pounded along with everything else. It was $100 8 months ago. Buy the dip. Pays a dividend, too.
Yeah. Well, it's 86 and change today. Murphy USA is up $8 per share today, 3% on their total face value. So a couple of really good energy recommendations from Scott Martin. Scott also authors the Trading Desk email that you can find at HillaryKramer.com. It is free and it is valuable. So you should be subscribed and checking it out. Scott, we always appreciate you being with us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. Talk to y'all soon.
You got it. There he goes. Scott Martin, Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you got lower back pain, neck pain, upper back pain, even sciatica, maybe completely debilitated from walking due to the amounts of pain in your back, then you need to talk to my great friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. As the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in that non-surgical spinal decompression. And what I love about Dr. Keller is that she's committed to eradicating the pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but she wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis. And if you have a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, or herniated disc, she is going to point you in an all-natural direction first that will not cut on your body or put shots into your system. Find out for yourself, because she's going to help you alleviate that pain and doing things like walk freely again and playing with your kids or grandkids. So call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today. That's 718-234-6200 or BrooklynSpineCenter.com.
Fewer lie to when buying a timeshare and worn out? You need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-687-7979. 800-687-7979. 800-687-7979.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, thank you for being here. The vice president, yeah, she did it again. You thought that her announcing the alliance with the Republic of North Korea was going to end her week, but it didn't. She got into a little bit of trouble for saying this right here over the weekend.
is our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted by these extreme conditions and impacted by issues that are not of their own making. And so we have to address this in a way that is about giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place. And if we want people to be in an equal place, sometimes we have to take into account those disparities.
All right. That's what she's saying is the way that the government should supply Hurricane Ian relief, which means if you lived in a really rundown part of, Tampa, and you didn't live in a nice place, but you had very little damage, you're more likely to get hurricane relief than some of the people whose entire homes got demolished. But because they've worked hard, saved, scrimped, been able to provide for their own place, they have actual equity in their actual life, equity in their actual investments. But they don't get help. That's the way it works in Kamala Harris's world. She doesn't like equality. She doesn't think equality serves a purpose. She is all about equity. Do you know the difference, friend? Can you describe the difference? Equity is when you put everyone on the same starting line, regardless of what they did to get there. And there's nothing about the United States that has ever said that equity is something that the government has any business giving people. Government merely recognizes the equality that God gives everyone. And then, to the best of their ability, they use that equality to say, I will use the skills and gifts that my Creator gave me, and I will work hard to produce my own equity in this world. Now, I know that this does not address some of the systemic problems that we've had at times in our nation's history. But the idea that you're going to say in the middle of the hurricane to people in South Florida, well, because you're not a person of color, or you're a person who lived in a suburb, or you're a person that, had a nicer house, we're not going to give you hurricane relief because someone over here fits all of those boxes, even if they didn't really have much damage. It's wrong. Elon Musk responded to that. He said, very simple. The people that have the greatest need should get the greatest amount of resources. Done. If you had the most damage, you should qualify. It doesn't get any harder than that. It doesn't get any simpler than that. It's just the way it should be. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, we have a group of people running our country right now, friends, that do not believe in the constitutional declaration, biblical-based ideas of men and women being equal in God's eyes. And I'm not down with them. I believe God. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.